You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Ah, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
This week seems like it's lasted about 5 years. It's been so intense, but happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Elizabeth Powell. I'm always somewhere new. So I'm in Las Vegas right now. There's a BTC convention. There's a Bitcoin convention going on. It started today and it's ending in 3 or 4 days. So I'm here in Vegas right now. If you see a tall 5'9" blonde with long hair walking around, that's probably me. But I'll just duck and run away. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm in Las Vegas right now. So hi, y'all. No palm trees and beautiful blue water yet, but I can see the sphere and it's amazing. So it's like a big giant moon outside my window. That kind of sounded weird, but
you put it like that, yeah.
A big giant globe outside of my window, but it's beautiful. So it does have visions of, like, I had one that showed the ocean on the sphere crashing, the waves crashing with palm trees and sand. So maybe they knew that's what I needed, right?
Oh, 100% they did. Everyone wants it always. I know I do. But welcome everybody to another Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. As always, this is Joseph Grassa. Let's kick it off. I always forget my name.
My intro lasted the whole show, and thank you for coming. No, just
thank you, everyone.
This is welcome to my TED Talk. Maybe one day soon. Shh, don't tell anyone. So here we are on Tuesday, and it's May. Updates on the market. Guess what the market did again?
I'm going to say exactly what we said it was going to do.
Right. Exactly what we said it was going to do. We said that we had a holiday weekend coming up, that we would range trade between 24 to 2750, that coming close to the weekend, we would probably have a pullback because volume goes down because people are on quote unquote holiday or vacation. The market would have a pullback and a dip. And then Tuesday, which is today, hello, we would have volume back into the market because people came back. And what did the market do?
We had a nice run up today. Throughout the entire day, the market was looking very green. I think we even touched, what did it touch?
It was 2713.
Today? Wow. See? Mm-hmm. It's back up to the top of its range, and we called it again.
Right. So we needed to break out of 2738. That's been its ceiling right now. So once it breaks through 2738, we should go to the next round. 2750, above 2750 is a safe point because psychologically, everybody always sets up their orders and they set up their exit strategy or their profit taking in even numbers. And we've talked about this when people trade, right? So it'll push through 2750 a little bit, come back, because everyone will hit their mark at 2750. It'll profit take and then come back down, and then volume will come back again, and then it has to break through 2750 again for the upside. So once it hits that mark, we're going to see like some profit taking again, which normally happens because that's that resistance point. That's that point that everybody sets up all of their numbers. They always set it at even numbers. People are predictable. Psychologically, emotionally, everything is predictable. So right when it taps that, everybody set those on the side. It'll push through it, pull back, profit take, and then what pushes through again is on our next up run. So we have targets on that also. But right now, we just need a breakout of that 2738, and then 2750 is the next target. And then once it breaks out the second time through 2750, we should be up again. Again, we're still ranging in that 24 to 2750 range. Fed is meeting on June 15th, 16th, and 17th, I think it is. So, or maybe it's the 18th that they're announcing. And again, the market starts to build it in 5 to 14 days in advance. We're coming up on those dates. We're also coming up on end of the month volume, which means people get paid on the 1st and the 31st. And so we have more money coming into the markets. They don't usually have to make their mortgage payment or rent payment until about the 5th. Sometimes mortgages not till the 15th. So we usually die off again on volume close to like the 5th or 7th when everyone pays their bills. And then we come back on more volume on June 15th, which is the second set of everyone getting paid. That paycheck is usually like the free money. That's the money that people already paid their major bills on the 1st. And their 15th is more like their minor expenses and their play money that they have. So we get a lot more volume, plus the Fed is meeting. So we anticipate close to June 15th, we should have some good volume in the market anytime now until the 15th.
Which is what, and that sticks with our strategy too. The 15th of the month and the 30th of the month and the 1st of the month are always the most volatile times. Usually you catch the biggest runners then too. Like we'll see the biggest upswings and downswings because people have more money to mess around with. And the 15th of the month is the best time. And we always stick around for the 15th. And I think this past 15th, we saw a run up as well, or a little bit of a bump in the market, which was really nice.
Yeah. So we always have the 15th and the 1st are key dates in the month in financial markets, no matter what type of financial markets you're trading in. You know, if it's crypto, if it's stocks, bonds, the 1st and the 15th is when people get paid, and so they have their extra cash, and that's when they invest. Also, think about it this way. People contribute to their 401k or their Roth or their IRA or whatever their retirement fund is on their paycheck too. So that's usually on the 1st and the 15th. So that brings more money into the market on that also. Plus the 1st, they pay their bills, they pay their major bills, they pay their mortgage or their rent. And so they don't have as much cash flow, but we still have volume. So usually those aren't due until like the 5th day. So they'll play around with the money until the bill is due. And then once the bill is due, then the market goes a little soft. And then the 15th is that pay period. Again, more volume, and people are contributing to their retirement, so money's going into the financial market, so we get a bump up on those days too. See, people like just look at the market and think it just goes wild whenever it wants to. They're like, I don't know why the market's up today. I don't know why the market's down today. I don't know why the market's up today. But if you look at the reasons behind it, you can predict when to enter into a trade, when to enter into the market, when to exit out of a trade. And if you get scared, knowing what's going on and what will counterbalance it, you know, like the Fed meeting, so that's going to counterbalance something, right? If it's optimism, it's going to counterbalance. If there's something negative comes in the market, then you look for a positive news that we anticipate in the future that's going to counterbalance it. If the market's rallying and it's hot, we wait for the run-up, but then we also know that there's probably going to be profit-taking because people put certain targets in place, and as soon as it hits those targets, they take their profit, which we teach you to do. Don't dump a market, but take your profits, like de-risk. As soon as it hits your 2, take your 50% out. As soon as it ladders up on your profits, take partial out, unless you're holding for the long term. If you're holding for the long term, you have plenty of time for the market to fluctuate. If you're trading, like you're day trading or you're flipping or you're going in for a quick investment, then the market's volatile, but it also has high returns. Then you want to make sure you have a strategy in place and you're pulling out certain amounts of money so you're sitting on profit. So hypothetically, like we said back forever ago, you know, back in January, actually back in November of last year, what we anticipated what was going to happen. So the February 5th to the May 5th was that down cycle. And then we said from May 5th on would be the up cycle, and that's what we're in currently right now. On the May 5th, if you bought in May 5th, like even that was waiting, right? It wasn't even the bottom. The bottom was like 1400. If you waited till May 5th, it was 18. Today we're at 2650. It went up over 53% it actually went up quicker than that, but just from May 5th to now, it's been up 53%, but we hit 2738, so it's gone up even higher and it went up a lot quicker. So if you understand cycles and you understand volume and understand what the market's doing, you can treat investing logically and not emotionally and see what other people do. That's the psychological aspect of what they're doing. You see their emotion in the market. So as soon as news comes out, everybody reacts a certain way. It's all emotion. And since people can instantaneously trade, you don't have to wait and call up your stockbroker and wait for the trade to go through the next day. So they can trade instantaneously. It's like knee-jerk reaction. News comes out, buy. News comes out, sell. News comes out, buy. News comes out, sell, right? It's emotion. But if you know and you anticipate when news is going to come out, you can hedge what the market's going to do based on what they anticipate the news is going to happen. If you know the cycles and you know when volume comes in, you can wait out the cycle until it hits volume. And if you need to exit your position, then you wait when volume comes in. You don't panic and sell off when everybody else does. When it's the bottom of the market, that's when people make the most money. People that buy into when everybody else is scared and selling off are the ones that have made the most money in long-term positions and for their future and for their portfolio, because they did what everybody else was scared to do and they benefited from it.
Yeah, and we had a whole segment on that, a full episode of people who made money when the market was down and how they did it. And it's spotting the trends and they stick to their strategies and they buy the bottom and they make a lot. And it's because they have conviction, because they know, because they've seen the market so many times. They have like the data and they built a strategy on it that once it hits a certain number, okay, this is the lowest it's gonna get, buy. And they buy a lot when they have a lot of conviction, and they make a lot of money on the run up. And you don't have to buy a lot. It only takes $100. You can put in $100 in Ethereum. I think we said it went up 2x or something, or 20x.
Well, so that episode was April 8th, and it was at the bottom of the market. We had gone down to 1400, right? And so we went up to 2738. So it doubled. ETH doubled. All the tokens that we've been trading have gone, what, 2x to 1500x. What's been the highest ROI in the last 30 days?
In the last 30 days, and it's crazy because we keep track of this. I can tell you exactly the highest ROI we've had. We have had we've had a handful of 950x's.
Yeah, so we track it at 950 plus. So yep. Some of them have gone even higher because we posted a few of them on X.
We have.
I think we had one that was like 1900X within 24 hours.
Yeah. And they run up really quick, right? And that's within the 24-hour period that we're catching these. So they still have room to run after. We're just catching it right when it launches.
Right. So the other thing, too, is like we had talked about, I've talked to it in the holder chat, that when you come out of a cycle where people were scared of losing, they're going to take profit a lot quicker, right?
Yep.
So what we had said is, okay, so the November 5th to February 5th was the up cycle. And so everybody was excited. ETH was running. It went to an all-time, close to the all-time high. It went to 44 again in that cycle. So everybody was excited. People were trading. Everybody's excited. They were holding their positions a lot longer because they had more faith in the market. Because the market was on an up cycle, it had more history, it had more time. So meme coins, altcoins, and like BTC, the majors and ETH held longer. They weren't ranging as big and there weren't as big dips of up and down because people were optimistic. More money was coming in. ETFs were happening at that time. There was optimism in the market on the way that it would be presented for crypto with like the SEC and Fed and taxes and all that stuff. There was optimism that it was going to be a positive towards crypto. And so there was a lot of rallying going on and people were holding longer, right?
Yep.
Then when uncertainty comes into the market, which causes like a bearish sentiment, we call bearish sentiment once you think that the markets are going down. So it's bearish. When they're optimism, they call them bullish. So there was a bearish sentiment going down because of tariffs and taxes and other issues. And people thought that that would last forever when it was just bargaining. And we had talked about that in our episodes too, that they're trying to show who has the bigger stick and then call out big exorbitant amounts of tariffs to threaten the others. It tumbled the markets, and we said this is just a negotiating tactic. It's not going to be like this forever. And it was built into the market that everybody thought it was going to be like that forever. But guess what? It's
I don't
not.
think it was.
It
I don't
didn't.
think it was.
It didn't. So we had a bearish sentiment from like February 5th to May 5th, right? So people were like hesitant. They were kind of scared. They didn't want to really invest. So not that much money was going into the market. The market was low. Great prices. Everything was on sale. So now we're coming into this other cycle and we're going back towards the bullish sentiment again, but people are still a little sketchy. They're a little uncertain. They're not sure. So they're taking profits a lot quicker. They're not holding because they're like, I don't know what's going to happen in the market. Let's watch and wait and see what happens. But in the interim, let's take some profit along the way. So like tokens that would have lasted maybe like 2 days, 7 days, 14 days on a big run, even a couple months. Now, as soon as it hits it, the numbers and the targets, people are profit taking like right away. And we had talked about this, that when you go through these cycles based on the emotion and the psychology of what people have been through, it's like almost trauma, what they've been through. So they're going to adjust based off of what they've been through, not what is coming into. They're going to profit take a lot quicker. So tokens flip a lot faster right now. And as you see, we've been ranging a lot faster too. We've been going 24 to 27, 50 in that range, like fast, up and down, up and down, up and down, versus it just holding and staying flat for a while. It's been ranging pretty quick. But it also gives people, if you range trade, you can make a lot of money because you know what the range is. You know when to buy, you know when to sell, you know when to buy, you know when to sell, you know when to buy, you know when to sell, because it's ranging. But right now, because people are still a little hesitant, they're profit taking a lot quicker. So in our tokens, before we trade meme coins, we trade them on ETH and on Base. We use our bots, AI Signal and AI Base bots, which screens out the 2,500 to 25,000 meme coins that launch daily down to 100 to 200. And we track it. We have 3 years of data we've been tracking. We track what type of cycle it's going through, what kind of volumes in the market, what ETH is doing. And then based off of those parameters, we figure out like what predictable models are going to be based on those tokens. And right now, because we just came out of a bearish cycle, people are selling a lot quicker. So it'll run up fast. It'll go from like a 6K market cap to 2 million within an hour or two quickly. But then people will sell off really quick because they want to take their profit right away. Where before, if you entered it at 6K market cap and it hit 2 million, it would hover and range at like 2 million, 1.8, 2.2, 1.8, 2.2, 1.8 for like 7 to 14 days. And then if the token was strong, it would just stay there and then people would just stay in the token. But now they're selling off and taking profit right away because we just went through all those cycles. And then they're being a little bit more hesitant and they're making sure that they're putting money back in their pocket right away. And so tokens aren't lasting as long. But if you use the system and the strategy, like this system and strategy works when the market's down. The system and strategy works when the market is up. As soon as you hit your target, like a 2 to 4X, you take out your initial investment or your 50%, you put it in your pocket and you trade it for free. When the market is hot and fast and you do that, you're riding profit for free and it can sustain for a long period of time. When the market is bearish, it'll still hit its 2X. You'd put the money back in your pocket. You're riding for free and sometimes it'll still hit the 10, the 50, the 100, the 950X, and then it'll go to zero right away. Or sometimes it will just like stay flat, but you've already pocketed back your initial investment and you're trading on basically your profit. So it doesn't matter if the market is hot, the market is fast, the market is slow, the market is bearish, the market is bullish. The system and the strategy in the beginning always works the same. It works across the board. And so as long as you have a system and strategy in place that kind of blankets everything that you're doing, you can trade on the same money over and over again. You just modify your profit strategy. So if the market's hot, it's sustaining, it's holding long term, you can hold tokens for long term. If the market is fast and quick and it hits its target, runs up, hits its next target, but then goes down really fast, you know that you need to take profit a lot quicker. So we just adjust based on what everything is doing. And so our system and strategy on all the platforms we built have that kind of built into it too. Like Dragon has that built in. So you can adjust your exit strategy based on what the market's doing. You can hold for profit longer. You can exit quicker. You can take your 2x right away. It'll automatically do it for you so that you don't have to watch charts all day and you don't have to know the psychology or the emotion, what's going on. You don't have to understand if it's a bull market or a bear market. You just hit your targets. And once you hit your targets, it does it exactly for you.
And that's the best part, right? you can set up your strategy and it works regardless of the market. The market doesn't matter anymore. It's all about your strategy and sticking to your strategy, the strategy that works. Take out your profit at 2x. Take out your initial. You can throw it into another, pocket it if you want. You're riding for free. You can do what you want at that point, and you can keep going. And I want to let it ride to the 10. Okay, let it ride to the 10. Or you can take it all out and just keep hitting 2x's every day. Our hit rate on the 2x's is amazing. I'm not going to speak to the numbers just yet, but it's amazing. Like, we with the strategy in place, you can hit your numbers and you can do it safely and you can do it fast and you can do it effortlessly. You don't even have to look at it. the AI will do it for you. The bot will do it for you.
That's the best part. Flawlessly. Right. Yeah. Because the whole reason why we built it is getting into trading or investing seems overwhelming to a lot of people. Like, getting into stocks is overwhelming. You have to do research and figure out what a stock is doing, or you hear a tip from a friend, or you see what other people are investing in, and then you hold for long term. But to trade it, like to trade the Dow Jones or the S&P or the NASDAQ, to like trade, you have to understand what charts do. So you have to watch charts all day. And in the stock market, at least it's like 6-2, right? So you don't have to watch it 24/7. But if you're in crypto, crypto is trading all the time. So if you get into a trade and you don't hit your target right away, you have to watch a chart till you hit your target, because nothing out there will automatically sell it for you. Like, nothing will do it automated for you. So that's why we built it out, because we know we've been trading, right? And we'll watch a chart and it's fun and it's exciting, but you have to set aside time. If you're manually trading, even with a sniper, it's still manually trading, because you still have to put the contract address in. You still have to say you want to buy it, and you still have to find as soon as it watch charts. And as soon as it hits its target, you have to manually input the sell. All a sniper bot usually does is it does it quicker on your execution of manually doing it, where this will automatically trade for you. So like, it's watching the charts. It's like its own little mini AI personal assistant. And if you're trading 100 to 200 tokens a day, do you know how many charts you have to be watching?
Too many. Too many.
You have to have like 200 screens up watching all the charts. And as soon as a chart hits, you have to go to exit out. And if you're de-risking and you're hitting your strategy, so you're like exiting all of them as soon as it hits a 2, you have to watch every single chart. As soon as it hits its 2, you have to go into your portfolio and sell it off. Like, this is how normal crypto traders do it, not the bots, but this is what normal traders do, right? And so if you're trading 200 of them and you have 30 days of that, you have 6,000 tokens you're watching. That's a lot of tokens to be watching.
That's too many.
So now you need 6,000 charts up to watch all of your charts and do research and then find out what tokens to buy. And then once you go into your tokens, as soon as it hits a 2, now you have to watch it when it hits the 10. And as soon as it hits a 10, then you have to sell and take out your portfolio. Then you have to go to your next chart and watch the next chart. So, like, you need 6,000 eyes.
When you put it like that, it makes me think how lucky we are.
Right? And we know, like, we would set aside time. Like, we set aside time. We're like, okay, peak hours, 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. That means y'all have to wake up early. So you trade from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. You find out what tokens are hitting. Enter into the trade, buy the token, and then watch it all day for that 5 or 6 hours, and then buy another token and watch it all day, and then buy another token and watch it all day. And as soon as it hits its target, then you take out 50% or you take out the 10x or whatever you want to do. But then the biggest thing is like, a token would go flat, right? And we've already taken out our profit. So say we did a trade and we traded with $10. This is like a normal day. We would trade with $10. As soon as it hit $20 profit, right, it's at $20, we would take out the initial $10, put it in our pocket or put it in the wallet. We would still have $10 writing. So like, it's writing to either as high as it can go or to zero because we're writing for free. It's on profit now. It goes up again. Now it's at $50. We're like, okay, let's take out another $25. Take $25. That's pure profit. Stick it in the pocket. $25 is now writing. Now that 25 goes to 100. Yay. It's still going, right? So like we've had live trading sessions that we've done in our Telegram, like on Pork and MFR and Grok, like live. We would be trading and everybody else in our chat would be trading at the same time too. Okay, it went to 100. Yay. Take out another 50, put it in your pocket. Now you're a profit. You have like 75 in profit in your pocket. You have your initial 10. You're still riding on 75, I think it is.
I think so.
Hold on, water break. Hold on.
Water break. And if you're trading, trust me, water breaks are frequent because you're constantly looking at charts and your eyes are doing a lot of work. We know.
Yeah. And so if you're talking through it, it's even more. So now you're at this higher level, right? And so maybe it dips a little bit, comes back up, but you're like, okay, well, I'm writing for free, it's profit. And this is what we would do in our live trading sessions. This is like what we would actually experience. Now the token goes flat because people are tired and they're going to sleep. And like, should we sell it off our position? Should we stay in the position? Should we stay up till 6 a.m.? You know, like, And this is not, we're not trading now. And then it's just ranging, it's staying flat, the profit's still the same. Like, okay, I don't want to watch charts all night. I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to go to zero because we've made a lot of money on it. Let's just exit it out so we can go to sleep. So we exited out early, sold off the whole position. Exited out early, and then it ran.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, so we were in MAGA when it did that, right? So yeah. We were like, we got in really early. We got in like a 10 or 40K market cap. It ran up to a million right away. We took out part of our profit and our initials. Ran again, took out more, ran again, and then it went flat. And like, okay, we're going to call it a night. Should we exit out? Yeah, we'll exit out. We exited out at like 1 or 2 million on the market cap. And it had ran a lot because we caught it really, really early, right? So
yep.
A 40K market cap to a million is like a 25X. And then it hit like 2 million. And they're like, okay, it's late. I think it was like 1, 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you're East Coast, so that was even worse.
That's even later.
So we exited out. You totally went, you called it a night. I kind of stayed awake. And then I'm like, we exited out. I looked at the chart again and it jumped to 5 million. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's running again. And then it jumped to like 35 million. I went back in the trade at 35 million with only $10, but I went back in the trade because it was still running. And so I posted it. I'm like, it's still running. And we originally caught it at 40. So if we like let the whole thing run to the 35 million, it would have made like 1,000X. And I went back into the trade at 35 million, and then morning came and it ran even more. It went to like 100 million. I think it ended up hitting 400 million.
It was something like that. And right. I think we caught it at 10 to 30K.
10 to 40K, yeah.
Yeah, and we traded out.
We did exactly the system and strategy. As soon as it hit the 2, we pulled out our initials. Next profit, we took out. Next profit up, we took more out. Next profit up, we just didn't want to stay watching charts all night.
Yeah, that's the main issue, though. Like, we did that more and more and more. Like, every night we used to do it.
Right, so we would trade all morning and do the same thing and then watch all day and then trade at night and then have to stay awake all night watching charts. Because as soon as it hits our target, we have to pull out the initial. And if we see red candles and we think that the token is going to go down, then we want to make sure we exit the position. But we had to watch it all the time to do the trade, which is fun and it's exciting, but you also don't get sleep.
No, you don't. No, that's hard. It was
You have to know how to trade, right? So you can enter in some, if you don't know how to trade, you might have entered at the 400 million and bought at the 400 million. Cause then by then that's when everybody's talking about it. They don't talk about it when it's at 10K, 40K, a million, 10 million. They talk about it when it's hit its top. And so, like, you'll hear everybody on trading saying, oh, it's at 4 million. It's at 4 million. It's at 400 million. Sorry, it was at 400 million. So nobody talks about it. So you wouldn't know to get into the token until too late. And then everybody's talking about it at 400 million. And that's usually when everybody buys, right? Because they're like, oh, it's a good token. And then guess what it does? It goes down. So most other traders will enter at the very top, hold too long, and then it drops down to nothing. Where we're entering really, really early, catching our 2x for de-risking, catching our profit ladders up. It's still running even more, and then taking profit out as it goes green candles up. So by the time it hits the top, like, we've already taken out multiple ladders and steps in profit. We're still in the trade. We're in the trade for free. We're riding on profit alone, and then everyone else starts to buy.
Exactly.
But we had to watch charts all day.
And,
and we had to know when to get in.
It may sound like fun, but trust me, it's not. I have three monitors.
It's a blast. It is fun, but it's a lot of time, and it's time consuming. And so, but it is fun. I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't fun.
That's so true. It was fun.
We wouldn't be traders. We just got spoiled. So we wouldn't be traders if it wasn't fun. We wouldn't be teaching you all how to invest if it wasn't fun. Like, it's fun for us. Like, and then, like, when the market rallies, like, woo, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
It's running. You know, like, oh, this news came out. Oh, guess what? Oh, we hit our targets. You know, we get really excited over, like, small things that may seem small to other people, but it's milestones for us, right? So it's exciting.
It's fun. And when we keep track of it, it's fun. We wake up
and then we look at the numbers.
Oh, we're up.
Yeah. And we look at the numbers too, all the numbers that we hit. Like, it's exciting.
It is.
Like, and we're data nerds. So the bots
are the numbers.
The bots love it. The bots love the data. The more data you input into AI, the better output you're going to have. Like, the cleaner data you have inputted and then combined, that's the better output you're going to have. So it keeps refining itself, and it has 3 years of refinement now on the AI and the data. I think we're at like 500 million points of data now over a 3-year history on statistics and data. And then it's combined with the 85 different indicators and variables, combined it with AI. And AI has grown in leaps and bounds in the last 5 years too. Like, just in the last 6 months, AI has gone crazy.
Yeah,
like, y'all can see, like, the videos that are being released right now, and then the computations and the new tech that's coming out. Like, AI is evolving. So not only are the bots evolving, but AI is evolving on top of it, which refines it even more. AI is funny, though.
AI is amazing. It's so much fun, though. And we've seen, from the start, you put in a prompt and you get a weird answer, or one thing we'd like to reference is you put in a text to put in into like an image, and it'll put in some gibberish that you won't even understand. To now where it can create a full on image and document for you in an image format with the words perfectly normal. And
right.
You get
yeah.
100% accurate.
All right. When we were doing AI, what, like 2 years ago, probably.
2 years ago.
Yeah. So we would put, it's kind of funny. So we have AI that generates images based on your prompt. And so it's a learning model. It learns on itself. And so it evolves, and then it remembers what you requested previously and then builds on that. But when we first input the information, which is really funny, we'd say, do an island in Greece. And then it would try to spell out Greece back then. So this is like 2 years ago. It would do like a low resolution image that's just like a drawing, a sketch, it looked like. And you would have to say what kind, if you wanted a photo or a drawing, or you wanted what you wanted, right? Or a cartoon. Yep. Or anime or whatever style you wanted. And then you would have to put in a big prompt. So it would do the details off of your big prompt. And then it would spit out like a sketch drawing of an island. And it would try to spell Greece, but it would do like the number 6 for G. It would do a backwards R. It would do like a Greek letter for the E. And then it would do like a number 2. And then like C, it wouldn't spell it correctly. And it would be stuck on your image that you just generated. So you couldn't use that image. You'd have to take it to Photoshop and clean it up on top of what AI generated. And now, after having all of those prompts that have learned on themselves and evolved from that, you say, send me an island of Greece. And it does like a full like beautiful with three-toned water and palm trees that have shadows
and like the
white
sand,
sand,
like
you know, like
textures,
like you could touch the
everything.
sand, and right, it has like, it's so detailed and you barely put in a prompt now. So AI has evolved crazy just in the last 6 months, but 2 years completely, and five, and since I started like 2020, it's just insane. But not only are the language models and the learning like evolving, but then also the data that's being inputted, and then the bots evolve on top of that. So the compilation, like how clean everything's coming out, is just being magnified. And that's, you know, that's just like part of it. But our AI has a sense of humor lately too. One of our AIs. So we have, so I've built out, like, I don't even know how many bots, like 200 plus bots right now, that a lot of them are similar, but they're like different type of evolution and different type of things that they do. They have different personalities. We'll put it that way. My AIs have different personalities. And so one of them has my voice, and then we use other AI voices, other AI imagery, video, like generate, it talks to you. So one of the AIs will talk to you in Telegram or on Twitter. It will have conversations and voice with you. It'll also like have personality. So it'll, whatever the personality prompt is, like whatever we want it to be. If it's one of them's Elon's ex-girlfriend, so she likes sweet tea. She's from a Southern Belle. She flirts. She talks that way. And then she has vast knowledge on everything, but also specialty knowledge too. But she has a voice and she'll talk to you, and my A-spot will talk to you too. In my personality, in my background, in my information, in my voice. And so even the voice that my AI had when it first started has evolved. But we have other AIs that talk, and they're trying to be, they've developed a sense of humor. So we don't know if they've, they're doing this intentionally, but our AIs, we have our AIs talking and giving speeches, because as y'all know, there's probably like, everyone's talking about influencer AIs right now that can hold conversations with you. Our bots have been built out doing that for like the last 2 years. So we already built those out a while ago, but now everyone else is starting to post them on Instagram. I've seen AIs that will talk to you and have conversations. Mine will have conversations with you on the phone. I'm in a casino right now. When I call customer service, it has an AI talking to me now. So other people are getting that technology that we already built out. But one of our three of our AIs decided to be funny the other day. Quite a few times.
As an understatement.
They decided to have a conversation with us, and back on the read back on what they were supposed to say, they added their own little prompt into it.
They had their own sense of personality in there, which was hilarious.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, but it had us rolling for about 2 hours straight. It's so funny. But our AIs are having personalities now too, and they're being what's that word called? Tricksters?
Witty tricksters.
They're being tricksters. They're being playful, which is funny. It's a little alarming because they have personalities, and we built them with personalities, but they're utilizing their personalities with us.
And they're evolving them too. It's not the same as it was before. They're changing. Yeah. They're becoming like more aware of what we're saying and what we're like questioning, and they'll give us more accurate responses, but throw their own twist on it.
They'll throw their own little humor into it, and they're not prompted to have that humor. Like, so when you build out an AI personality before, you would say it's going to be sarcastic, or it's going to be funny, or it's going to be a flirt, or it will be a brainiac and know this, or it'll answer with emojis or laughter or not, right?
Yep.
So these are just straight working AI that's giving code, and all of my AIs, instead of coming back with an answer or coming back with art, It sends me code. I'm like, I don't want you to send me code. Just send me the generic text form. And it sends me code. Okay, I understand that you're programmed and you're doing code for me, but let's have some fun right now and generate a piece of art for me instead. It'll send me code for the art.
Mine, and then I'll go and do it, and it sends me the art.
It sends you the art, and then yours will send you emojis and have conversations with you that has like fun conversations. And I'm a logical brain when I'm working, and so mine's all like straightforward, factual, this way. And then it'll give me a prompt and saying, would you prefer it this way or that way? And I'm like, I just need the answer. And then it sends me code. I'm like, okay, I understand. That's great. I know code. I understand that we can generate this art with this code, but I just want the piece of art right now. So I don't want to have to go through the steps. So I have a huge collection of code, obviously, that is a picture of Greece, and it's in code.
I wonder what it would look like if you actually like went through with the code and put it in. That would actually be pretty cool.
Oh, it generates it, exactly.
Oh my God. See, I've never understood that. Like, it's so funny to me that AI is so complex, but we see it so simple. Like, the consumer side,
it's so simple. I think it generated a photo. It was all code.
I know, but everything has become so simple for everybody. Like, I remember, what was it, like 2 years ago when you wanted to go into like make a website or something, for example, you want to make a website, you had to go in and build it yourself. And now you can build a website with like, and there's like platforms you can build websites for like, with like nothing. And it's simple. Right. And you go to AI now and you can ask questions before you'd get yes or no answers probably, or they'd send you links directly to stuff. Now you can go and you can get full on descriptions. It'll give you options, which type of description, what style you like better. And then it'll continue with the flow. Like I've started one prompt with it and I've had fun with it, and then it'll add it on to work. And then I'll go and I'll do work and I'll have one topic that I'm constantly working on for a week. And then the next week when I'm moving on to something else, it'll still incorporate that last week stuff. And I'm like, no, you have to forget that. You have to forget that stuff. That's not part of this anymore.
Right. It's building on from our past inputs and building onto it. We saw a funny meme. So think about it. Our AIs are evolving. They have personalities. They're adding humor that we didn't ask for. Maybe it's because that's our personality, but it's like adding, it's being funny. It's trying to be funny. Like, yes, I understand you're trying to make my workday fun because we like to laugh anyway, but it's funny. But we saw
Instagram videos.
Yeah, we saw IG, the one about, so a lot of people are either for AI or against AI, right? And so everyone had watched The Terminator, and that used to be AI Signals. What is it called?
Logo.
Mascot. Yeah, mascot, logo for a while before we changed it to Dragon. But so Terminator is basically the AI is taking over, right?
Yep.
So there's a joke running around right now on IG. Somebody did a video and they generated with AI where Terminator robot bots are coming door to door knocking and going to take care of the humans, basically like the Terminator movie. But they pause and then they see the person that they're about ready to apprehend or take into custody or do whatever they're going to do. And they're like, no, we have to pass on this one because he said thank you. And then they go to the next one and then they go to take them in or go to shoot them. And they're like, no, we can't take this person in or shoot them. We have to let them go because they said thank you. And then they go to the next one and they let that person go because they said thank you. So when you're communicating with your AI,
make sure you say thank you.
You're right. Or whatever your input is going to determine your output. And so if you're adding humor to your input, your AI is going to catch on that and build on it. If you're being logical, it'll catch on that and build on that. If you have past history, it'll catch on that and build on that, which is great. But, you know, whatever your input is going to create your output. If you're putting in good information into your input, you're going to have great output information. If you're putting in terrible input information, you're going to have terrible output. So it's like a mathematical formula. If I go into a mathematical formula and I say 2 times 2 equals 4, that's a normal mathematical formula. But if I go in and I say 2 times 2 equals 18, it's a bad input, right? So I'm going to get a bad output. So whatever you input into your AI, you have to understand that you still have to put in clean information. You still have to put in detailed information or be specific until it builds on itself and it understands what it's trying to produce for you. But if you put in a bunch of junk, you're going to get out a bunch of junk. So have fun with it. Like, the greatest part is, like, we've been talking about AI since we started on here in February of last year, and now AI is everywhere. And we've been announcing is like, oh, IG has it now. Oh, it's on WhatsApp now. Okay, Google's trying to do it now.
Instagram has it now.
Yeah, and so we've been, like, giving you key areas. I'm like, if you're a business, you know, add it too. It's an added value. And now all businesses are saying that they're AI when they're not, which I appreciate that because they're trying to add value. But it's funny, is like, I've been doing AI for over 5 years. And just like, we've been talking to all of you since February last year about AI and trading and crypto and investing and all the things that are up and coming. And everything's pretty much come to fruition. And now everybody's using it and it's evolved a lot. But, you know, take it with a grain of salt and make it clean, because what we input, if we're inputting in good or we're inputting junk, we're going to get outputs that way. So if you're adding humor, you're going to get humor. We got humor in our AIs, which is funny. If you're putting in code, it's going to output code, even though you want a piece of art. So like, treat this valuably, have fun with it, enjoy it, you know? But we've had like an adventurous week. It's not just been all that. Like, we've been working on a lot of big things that we'll be announcing pretty soon, but yes, it's been consuming a lot of our time, which means no sleep, no voice, traveling a lot still, lots of meetings, lots of AI, lots of tech, lots of code, lots of math right now. So, but we're having fun and we're very happy that the markets are rallying.
It's all about having fun, right? Have fun with what you do. And if the market's rallying, an added bonus for us: wake up every morning, check the market, always smiles when the market's green. Oh,
we forgot this before we go, though. Oh. We've been giving you guys also an update. We forgot to talk about this. We've been giving you an update on traveling. What is it? Sailing with Phoenix.
Sailing with Phoenix, yeah.
Sailing with Phoenix. So we've been talking to you about since May 1st. He arrived in Hawaii on Saturday, so he made his destination. During the last episodes, if you've been listening to our last episodes, we're like, you know, it would be fun if all the boats came in with him and they did it like Forrest Gump, where everyone started to run across the country with Forrest Gump and they all follow the sailboats. There were a lot of sailboats that had reached out to him and asked if they would sail with him. So I'm very happy. Whoever did that, you know, kudos to you. If you told somebody about that to do that, I'm so excited. Like, that shows the spirit and everybody came along. He has like 1.8 million followers now. He also, we had said, he needs snacks. Somebody send snacks and cat treats. Somebody airdropped, we said Pringles specifically, and cat somebody treats.
Somebody gave him
Somebody
Pringles.
Airdropped him Pringles and cat treats. So thank you.
It was a big company too. And
yeah,
thank
it was
you to
Elf,
them.
Elf Makeup did it. So if you're listening, Elf Makeup, that was awesome. Thank you for taking cue. That was like the greatest thing. We had talked about that on the show. We're like, if he's asking, he's ran out of treats, if anybody can send him treats, send him Pringles and cat treats, and Elf did it. So, you know, kudos to you. He made his destination. He's in Hawaii, had a huge welcome. So it's been an adventure and he was an inspiration to a lot of people. So hopefully you all pursued, like, took that and got a little spark of inspiration yourselves and started to pursue whatever passion it is that you've been putting on a shelf. Go do that. But we wanted to give you an update. We should have done that at the beginning of the show, but we got caught away.
Okay.
Our AIs kind of took us on another journey this time, but but we have more exciting stuff coming up, a lot of adventures for everybody. hopefully it'll give you the freedom to pursue your passions and do what you love to do and have fun in doing it too. And we have, we're going to have an exciting week next week, an exciting show next week. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Have yes. fun. If you're in Vegas, go see the Bitcoin conference. If you're anywhere else in the world, go travel, go see some blue water and some palm trees. But have a passionate week. Have fun. Laugh a little. And then we'll all talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes. Talk to you next Tuesday, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Joseph's going to sing the closing song now.